بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah has gathered us here at a very special time, the time after Asr and the time after Fajr, or around Fajr, are very special times. And there is one Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions under the verse رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله that there are men, people who are not distracted by trade and business. So he mentions an incident or two incidents more, or examples of two people. One person was a woodcutter and one person is a blacksmith. So he mentions them that the woodcutter, whenever he would hear the call to prayer, when he would hear the adhan, and as soon as the sound of adhan fell onto his ears, if he had his axe raised, he would drop it there and then. If he had dropped it, then he would leave it as it is. Same as the blacksmith, as soon as he heard the call to adhan, he would stop his whatever he was doing there and then, and they would rush to Salah. There was two friends, they met together, they met with each other in a bazaar, in a marketplace, shopping center. So they must have met and they said, one said to the other, you know, whilst nathkurullah fi ghaflatin nas, whilst people are business, where people are busy shopping, you know, we're going to take this opportunity and we're just going to remember Allah and make some muzakara. So they made muzakara, they parted ways. You know, normally shopping, we know ourselves how distracted we are. You know, we meet our friend, we will tell him this is the place to buy this, this is the place to buy this, this is where I find this cheaper than this. And we know what shopping malls to go to, what countries to go to, where to buy what shopping. But these people are get together, whilst people are looking and searching for the cheapest deals, and people are searching for, you know, the cheapest items. These people thought, let's get opportunity and let's remember Allah. So they parted ways. After a while, one of the brothers passed away. So the other one said to him in the dream, saw him in the dream, and he said to him, "How did Allah fare with you?" So he said, "You know, you remember that time when we met in the market, and we made this muzakara in the market. For that reason, Allah forgave me." So Allah, He takes these opportunities and He holds them in high esteem. These gatherings, where the conclusion of which the angels come and they say, there is an announcement from Allah that stand in the state of forgiveness and your evil deeds have been changed into good. And these halaqas, they are reminders of, they are the reminders of imaniyat. And these were the practice of the Sahaba Ikram. They made such, so many halaqas of iman and zikr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had covered the entirety of their hearts. So much so that nothing else had space in it. There's no space for anything else in their hearts. You know, الَّذِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ Those are such people, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ when other people would say to them, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ Now you know, the armies, the forces have come together. Such forces, فَخْشَوْهُمْ You better be careful, you better be worried. So instead of taking any threat from this thing, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا They had the opposite. They just, well, you know, these people are warning us of some makhluk. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا They took their attention straight to Allah. وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. And they said, Allah is sufficient for us and He's the best disposer of affairs. They took no effect of what the threats were going to assemble before them. And this was a large force, the force that Medina hasn't seen, a force which is covered from head to toe, fully armored. And they're going to be fighting against men with sticks and stones. So where was the differences? The difference was Allah was, وَلَقَدَ نَصُرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ. And Allah is the one that aided you in Badr. When Allah speaks about Hunayn, Allah speaks about His help came. When Allah speaks about Ahzab, Allah mentions, there was no battle in Ahzab. There was a siege for one entire month. Besides a few arrows which were struck from either side, there was no exchange, there was no battle. It was in the end, the obedience of the Sahaba Kiram and standing firm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just sent winds and took care of everything. Today, we see whatever was happening and we get very threatened that the stockpile of this country and the forces of this country and the navy of this country were just going through muzakara with Imam Sahib, and he was, we're talking about these stockpiles and we naturally get affected by this. But the Sahaba Kiram were different. No matter what forces you brought to them, they knew that in the end, it's only Allah that wins battles. It's only Allah that wins wars. They don't get threatened by anything. So these are the iman that we need to build. And we are only seeing what is a repeat of history. The future is always a repeat of history. So what we are seeing today is not something which is unique. It's not something which hasn't happened before. Maybe the weapons are different, but it's the same. But we are seeing our reaction and how the reaction of the Sahaba were. We are worried about the arsenal of this country and that country, and because our iman is, our thoughts are, it's this country that is powerful because their weapons are so great. But really, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people are as meager as anyone else. The Sahaba, the one angel would flick them. But we get affected in a different way, and the Sahaba get affected in a different way. Why? Because their iman was so much more different to ours. We get, their iman was that nothing affects, nothing hurts, nothing harms, nothing benefits except the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they saw something, they saw the power of Allah behind it. And when we see something, we get amazed by it. So there's a difference in our iman and their iman. And their people were such that when they were faced by enemies, they were stalwarts, they were strong. But when they were amongst themselves, it comes in the characteristic of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram. The young child would come and they would hold the hands of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or they would hold the hands of the Sahaba, and they could take them wherever they wanted. They could direct them wherever they wanted. Meaning that they would just be so casual, so lenient. But when they were standing against, facing the enemies, they were in battle and they would be worried about the salah being missed. We are in our weddings and we can't, remember our salah. So they had their priorities with imaniyat, with the salah, and they knew the rights of others. And they were sincere in their actions and they strove. So when they strove, they weren't striving like the way we strive. We strive for a specific time, for a specific period, 4 months, 40 days, 3 days. When we have our amal of the community. But then when they were striving, they were going 27 years. They were leaving their homes. They were leaving never to come back again. And that was the difference. So this harakat and this naqal harakat we have, it's also an exercise. We keep working on this. We keep building on this. So that we can also have the same jazbah, the same zeal. And so that we can have the same yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that when we are threatened, we also take our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't get threatened by the few means that we see so strong. But really, in actual fact, in the sight of Allah, they hold no power. So we are also here. We are coming in Jamaat so that We make these halaqahs and we build the yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. And we make this naql and harakat so much so that we learn that this value, this, the value of this time is only valuable if it's spent in with the dhikr of Allah and the path of Allah. So we are requesting at least 4 months, inshallah, 4 months